Hey, everybody. Good morning. It is your Daily Thought here with Coach Daly on a Thursday, a Friday Eve, June 1st, 2023. Unbelievable that it is the month of June, the year of 2023 is almost half over. As we get to through the month of June, it'll be half over. Unbelievable as far as how fast time is going. I've got some great reminders lately, and I need these. I don't know about you. Maybe you're one that, you know, everything's going great. You're going a great direction every day. You're not beating yourself up, and I know there's plenty of people that don't beat themselves up. But, you know, start out this morning, waking up, you know, feeling, you know, physically, a little tired, hurting, as I typically am, with the arthritis and some other issues that are going on that I'm battling every day. But I'm quickly trying to recognize when I'm going down that rabbit hole of not feeling great and my mindset's kind of taking me down there and all the thoughts that go with it. I need to course correct. I need to find things and listen to things and watch things or take things in that start counteracting that, right? Start giving me a new perspective, some new thinking. So my buddy Ed Milette, that I've been listening to, he's been my co-pilot the last few mornings, and all my co-pilots, the different podcasts I listen to, just tremendous riding companions in the morning on my 25, 28-minute drive. Or at the gym, or mowing the lawn, really makes a difference. So I hope you find those things that make a difference for you. It does not have to be the same podcast that I listen to and, you know, the same people, but just amazing thinking. And so Ed was talking this morning about our thoughts, our powerful thoughts, and overcoming fear and kind of creating the life, the direction that we want to go in. And Ed's a deep dude. He is a deep philosophical feelings, life, just some real psychological stuff that is just really powerful. And I got to thinking, because yesterday we had a great little meeting, a little roundtable discussion with our Positivity Project people. And we had some people in from the Positivity Project leadership team. It was really good talking to some different people. We had different educators. We had different parents, so some different districts were represented. And it was just a really inspiring conversation, real inspiring kind of midpoint of the day, hour and a half or so to get together and get to meet some great people. And so that helped kind of adjust my course direction for my life, for my day, and it makes a difference. So I got thinking about Positivity Project and some pillars, some rock foundation items that have been given to us over the years. And one of them, these character traits, are in the center of our thoughts, feelings, and actions, right? If we can keep working on those character traits, if we can keep working on the character traits, and there's more than this list of 24, right? But curiosity, teamwork, open-mindedness, perseverance, optimism, kindness, humility, humor, love, forgiveness, and the list goes on and on. If you can have these things around you and you're focused in on them, you're reading stuff about them, you're listening to things about them, you're watching things about them, right? You have them incoming, right, into your life. But then if you could also download them, so to speak, into your thoughts to help your feelings out, right? And if you can have them help you with your actions, your choices, right? I think it's very powerful to not only help others, but to really help yourself and to get to know yourself, right? If you don't know yourself, if you're not comfortable with yourself, if you're not happy with yourself, all these other things that you're doing throughout the day and your interactions and things, they could be trouble. They could be a struggle. Let's put it that way, right? They could be challenges and difficulties that maybe we don't have to have, right? So I love the fact that you're finding these things in your life, these character traits, these positive character traits, right, that help you with your thinking, which Ed was talking about this morning, getting control of our thoughts. Most people don't do that. We're too dang busy, right? My buddy Sam Crowley was talking about, he took a majority of a day recently just to think. He's always on the go. All of us are on the go, right? But he sat on his front porch with a cup of coffee and just kind of thinking about the things upcoming, the things he wants to accomplish, writing some stuff down, but he wasn't off running and to do this and do that and meet with this person and do that. But that's his life, right? We all have lives, but I found that very interesting to find some time to think. And Ed Milet's talking about our thoughts, right? They kind of are in touch with our feelings. You know, this morning I woke up feeling down, feeling a little bit depressed, a little bit, you know, because I'm hurting and I'm thinking about the day and this upcoming weekend. We got a busy weekend, right? I know I'm going to be suffering from doing some of these things. But you know what? It's things that I love to do, number one, and it's for people that I love too that I'm going to do them. But it also helps with our actions. So just wanted to throw that out with you today. Your thoughts, your feelings, your actions, these character traits from the P2 Project. Love the fact that that there's stuff out there like this for kids. But as we were talking about it yesterday in our roundtable, we all agree adults need these things even more, right? And we can't get it. We can't go too far away from the fact that, hey, just because we're adults and there's programs out there that are keyed toward, focused in on K-12, like I keep bringing up the point, this is K-life. This is kindergarten through life. This is preschool through life, right? Of implementing these ideas, these connections, the things that make life enjoyable, make it a good life, that we're here to help each other out. Remember, humans were not created to go through life alone. And so we might as well get all the help we can for ourselves, but also to connect with other people too. So just some good stuff, just some course readjustment. My navigation system's pointed in the right direction a little bit now, and I need that every day. This stuff doesn't last from the standpoint of, you know, oh, I picked it up on Monday, so I'm good for the whole week. I don't have to listen to anything. I don't have to, you know, redo my thinking. I don't have to change my actions. You need it every day, I think, right? I think that's true for all of us, okay? All right, you guys got to go. Lots to do. I'm looking at piles and stuff around my room, and the cabinets got to empty out, and got to go grab some trash bins and some boxes and a whole bunch of stuff happening. So love you guys. Proud of you. Keep looking for things like this to find those puzzle pieces that fit into your success puzzle piece. What's success for you, right? You got to find that out. Keep investing in yourself. Best investment, right? Talked to a fellow teacher yesterday. He's paying for a coach for this summer as far as nutrition and exercise. And, you know, he's tired of being tired. And he... That's one of the best things you can do. And that got me inspired. Yesterday, I could have easily gone home, see my daughter who's home now, get some stuff done. But I, you know what? My bag is in the car. Yesterday morning, I said, you're going to the gym. And so I stopped at the gym based upon that conversation with a coworker who reminded me about investing in yourself. That's what you guys are doing here, okay? So keep investing in yourself. My podcast, other videos, other great people around you, books that you're reading, okay? And it's worth it. Trust me, it's worth it, right? Keep your head up. Keep taking that step forward. Keep lifting other people up too. Keep encouraging them as you do yourself. And share this message, please. All right? We'll talk again soon. Take care. Bye.